fourth Haleluka, Haleluka Shir Lashem Shir Chodosh, Tilosev Kal Chasidim. It's referring to the Gula Shlema, which is Pashtas Ahemshech really of the last capital. Bnei Yisrael Am Krovei, which will be brought in now. Tila Lachol Chasidim of Bnei Yisrael Am Krovei. Interestingly enough, Chasidim have got into here, Chasidov Chasidim. It's about three times here and once right in the last capital that it's mentioned Chasidim, which depends on one of the highest madrigas. So when the Mashiach comes, Beis Hashem, by the Gula Shlema, all of the shirim that we've had previously are not going to be enough, says the Radak. We're going to have to make new shirim. We have to make up new. It's not going to be able to describe the Hoidah that we have to Ribbono Shel Olam. Halu Shir Lashem Shir Chodesh. It's going to have to be Anaya Shir. That's the new Shir that we have that we haven't had previously. Tilasay B'Kal Chasidim. We're going to be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His praises will be B'Kal Chasidim. And that time when it's Lasi Lavei, all of Klai Yisrael is going to be B'Gedar Chasidim. The whole Chasidov Livnei Yisrael Am Krevei. All of Am Krevei Klai Yisrael is going to be the Darga of Chasidim. Kimola Azdeyas Hashem. It's going to come to a massive that everybody's going to be on the highest Darga. All of Klai Yisrael. Yismach Yisrael b'Yisrael, b'nei tzin v'gil v'malchum. At that point, Kalei Yisrael is going to have the simcha in the Ribbono Shel Olam. We've been waiting for this day for how many millennia, for how many hundreds, thousands of years. Yismach Yisrael b'Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu will have simcha b'Yisrael. Interestingly enough, b'Yisrael literally means with those who made them. B'Yisrael is Lashon Rabim. Some people say it means b'Yisrael. But Pashtus b'Yisrael means HaKadosh Baruch Hu who made them. But it's a Lashon Rabim. Says the Ibn Ezra, that's a way of referring Al Tzkavet to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elikim. Elikim is also Lashon Rabim. Right? Elikai Nitzor Lashon Nimirah. Elikim is Lashon Rabim. Nevertheless, we refer to Ribbono Shel Olam Elikim. Same thing over here. We refer to Ribbono Shel Olam Oisov. Kilu in plural. B'nei Tzion, Yigilu Malkum. B'nei Tzion, those that are in Yerushalayim. Yigilu B'malkum, who's in the... It's a question of Machlekes. The Mepharshim, what is B'malkum? Is B'malkum referring to Ribbono Shel Olam? Or is B'malkum referring to Melech HaMashiach? So Yitzmach Yisrael B'Yosef in the Ribbono Shel Olam, but Tzion, those that are by in Yerushalayim, will have the Simcha, Yogilu, they'll rejoice B'malkum in the Melech HaMashiach. Yahalu Shmei B'Machol, they'll be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shame. The Mahal of Ribbono Shel Olam, B'Machol. What does B'Machol mean? Generally, we say Machol means a circle. Like when you dance, you go in a circle. Right? However, in the very next capital, it's clear, and this is what a lot of the Farshim say that it means, that it's a type of instrument. Halalu b'seik ha-shefer, halalu b'nevel v'chiner, halalu b'seif u'machol. All these are instruments. Halalu b'mini v'ugo. It's not, we didn't throw in. Some say that it's a flute. Some say that's what it means. Cholul means because it's like a chalil. B'machol is something like a cholul, which is chalil, something which is hollow. The Mashmois is that it's referring to a circle. Because it says afterwards, we know that Zimra is always with a clay zimmer. Hilul is without, is usually bepeh. When you're dancing in a circle, you'll be mahal der b'nei shalem. You'll use the instruments, be mezamer, to sing with instruments to Hashem. He writes Hashem Bahamai, Yifarnav Yeshua, that we're now able to prove to everybody that we've been trying to over the past 2,000 years that writes Hashem Bahamai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested all these years in Klal Yisrael. Yifarnav Yeshua and the Anavim will be glorified with the Yeshua. Interestingly enough, like the song says, it says, Rav Shosha Melech HaMashiach Bo, Oymer Gal Beis HaMikdash, Mashmiel Yisrael, V'Oymer, Anovim, Yigia Yizman Gulas. Anovim, he refers to Klal Yisrael as Anovim. Yiferen Anovim Bi Yeshua, that's the way to refer to Klal Yisrael, B'Shas the Geula as Anovim, could be that the Vardis, because throughout all the generations, we were always, like, by the wayside, compared to the Goyim. We were on of him, we're on the side. Yeferen Ibn Yeshua will now be glorified in the Yeshua that the Ribbono Shel Olam does. Yalzu Chasidim B'Chavid, and the Chasidim will rejoice B'Chavid, in the Chavid that the Ribbono Shel Olam gets. Yiranu Mishkavaisam, they're going to be still singing, even after they go to sleep. The Simcha is going to be so great, even after they're already on their way to bed, they're in bed, they're still singing. And Rebbe Meitzkel Begreinam, the praises of the Ribbono Shel are in their throats. V'cherev pipiyos biyadam, Rashi says, V'cherev is not referring to and, it's an explanation. Rebbe Meitzkel Begreinam, and those are V'heim, says Rashi. V'cherev pipiyos biyadam, the Hillel, the Hallel that we say, the thanks that we're giving to Ribbono Shel Olam, that in and of itself is the Cherev Keneged HaGoyim. Cherev Pipiyos means a double-edged sword that you could, whichever side you use, you could kill. And the Hillel that we give to Ribbono Shel Olam is the most powerful tool, Keneged HaGoyim. Why is that? L'asayis Nekama B'Hagoyim Teichechiz Balumim. This Hillel can do Nekama. What's Nekama? It says that Bekaniyas Kinosi, right? Pinchas. Bekaniyas Kinosi. Nokam es nikmasi, says Rashi. He took the nekama that I should have taken. What's the nekama? Because Rabbi takes nekama. You got me, I'm going to get you back. That's what nekama is. Kino is biur hara. Is when somebody does something connected to Ribbono Shel Olam, so somebody who's kanoi for the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to make sure that that ra, which went connected, should be eradicated. But mainly he's mekana for the Shem of Hashem, and he's mevar the ra. When we're mahal the Ribbono Shel Olam nasa lavai, and we show that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one, and that's the only truth that is in the world, that's the biggest nekama to the Goyim. Because the Goyim all the years are saying, it's Yashka, it's this, it's that, it's not real, you shouldn't keep the Torah, it doesn't mean anything, it's a chaval, and you're nothing, you're a v'chulu. When we see nasa lavai, the hilo, mahal, look who we have. That's the biggest nekama, techeches balumim, that's the biggest hoichocha, connected all the nations that were connected. And that will shackle all the kings and their chashva people, b'chavli barzel, in chains of metal. They'll be shackled. It's a mashal. Doesn't really mean that they're going to be shackled in chains. But when you see the Ribbono Shel Olam so clearly, then you're ke'ilu forced. The Maral says, Kof aleim har kegigis, doesn't mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam picked up that mountain and stuck it over the head. Maral says that he was Kara Kolarakim, that it was so clear that this is the Ribbono Shel Olam that you can't say no. It's like Malachim. Malachim do have Bechira. Malachim do have Bechira Pashtis. Just they're so close to Ribbono Shel Olam that they can't do anything wrong because it's so clear. It's so in your face that there's no way to do anything wrong. That's what happened by Matan Torah. It's so clear, Kofalei Merkagigis, he forced them, so to speak, in a way that they couldn't say no. Same thing over here. They're going to be shackled. They can't say no. They can't say that Ribbono Shel Olam is not Ribbono Shel Olam anymore. Because it's so clear, lost the love. Last is Ben Mishpat Kosov, lost the love. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the Mishpat Kosov, whatever is written in the Torah, speaking of Lekis in the Mephorshim, what is the Mishpat Kosov? What's written in the Torah, what's going to happen to the Goyim, that's what's going to happen, lost the love. What is the Mishpat Kosov? In Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, some people say it was written, it's referring to what was written even after Dovid HaMelech, it's Al Shem HaAsif, but the Malbim says it's going on, V'nasa Malchem V'yadechem, it's referring to what it says. That's going to be the Hidur, that's going to be the praise and the greatness, the grandeur of the Chassidim. Be'ezer Hashem, Haleluka will be mahal to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Gula Shleimim here, be'ameinu.